Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit menstclinic.com.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Mike Bacsik is on the road with the Rangers. He will not be here on the show this week, but you still got me, Kevin Hagelin. You got Corey Majors. You've got Alec Medford for most of the week. And Corey, do you want to take us right to the
Let's go to the Twitch real quick, where the Sethnicity, awesome name,
that is,
said, Kevin can cook my books any day.
How am I supposed to interpret that? Also, it would be on the level.
Sethnicity, please explain so Kevin understands how to take that so that we can move on from here. And I think we're going to have to just kind of wait.
No, we don't have to wait.
Yeah, we'll wait.
We can.
He replied back with 3 laughy face emojis so far, but I still need more.
Okay. Well, in the meantime, congratulations.
I love it.
To the Dallas Stars. They clinched their first division title in 8 years, looking excellent for the number one seed in the Western Conference. Don't worry about what the Mavericks did this weekend. Just congratulations to them for Denver getting the number 2 seed. So you get to match up against the Clippers and then potentially OKC and avoid Denver until the Western Conference final. Don't worry about this weekend.
I watched sports this weekend, Kevin.
Did you?
And I thought to myself, so it's that kind of weekend, I should not watch sports, but I did it anyway. And I was like, well, at least they got the basketball to the court. You know, that was most of the teams out there I was kind of observing, and I was like, all right, at least they got out there. You know, that was a good thing for them.
Look, and I know by halftime it was over because it was 82-41. I'm not kidding. If for some reason you were watching that game, when did you know it was over? When it was like, I don't know, 11-3, something along those lines?
When Luka and Kyrie were not on the court.
Okay.
Yeah, as soon as I saw the starting lineup, I went, well, this should be interesting.
Yeah.
And I said, maybe Timmy can score 30 today. You know, maybe he can go out there and just throw it in the bucket.
Yeah.
Maybe Jaden Hardy will get out there and do his thing. And then I saw Daniel Gafford was in the lineup, and I was like, all right, maybe 6 blocks. You know, maybe we're going to have that kind of game. But then it did not turn into that. So, overall, the sports weekend was sloppy for me, and I wasn't a huge fan of it. Thank you to the Stars for being such an awesome, awesome team.
No kidding. Because if it weren't for the Stars,
yeah,
post-Saturday afternoon was a rough go for sports.
Why do they have 2 weeks off until their next game, though? I guess it feels
the
like...
The Stars, they don't play again until Wednesday.
It's a long break. And I was like, okay, so we're playing the Blues in the playoffs? That's what I was thinking, because I was like, surely that was the last game of the season.
And then I can't remember if it was Vegas or the Kings, obviously trying to figure out who you'll play in the first round. They don't play again until Wednesday either, and then they play again on Thursday. And I was like, what the hell is going on here, NHL?
Yeah.
Get it together.
I do like that the entire NBA is set up the way that it is. Although, Kevin.
A couple teams finished early because they're like, don't care.
I will say this, too. I also like that the Stars will know by puck drop on Wednesday whether the Rangers have clinched the President's Trophy.
Okay.
And so knowing that is kind of cool, because if they have a chance to do it, I would love the Stars to take home a piece of hardware.
Is that a minority opinion, though? Because I feel like most people who text in are like, I don't want the President's Trophy.
Because they're afraid of it? That's because they're afraid of the curse?
That's
although
right.
our curse, it doesn't exist with us. Isn't that the truth? It doesn't
we've
exist
had it
with
twice.
The Stars.
The Stars have had it twice. Western Conference Finals one time, Stanley Cup champs the next.
The next year. So I'm perfectly okay with that. Mm-hmm. Plus, man, the Stars, as you saw last week, Kevin, in the power rankings, they started the season with a lot of hype. They started the season as one of those teams where you're like, they're going to be good. They add just the right piece.
Yeah.
And their youth turns into good players or continues to grow into better players. And then some of their veteran players come back with some vengeance. They look like the favorite right now. They look like the favorite to be out of the West.
I have a distinct feeling they will be a popular pick. And you know what? Just because somebody texted this in, we'll use this again later. But this is an incredible cut right here. If you watch UFC 300, you'll know. If you didn't, just listen to the enthusiasm and think about whether you should have. Cut number 8.
Holloway shows some mortality.
Look at this.
It's always a good sign when the crowd is so, well, unless you're rooting for the other guy, when the crowd is so loud that you can barely hear the announcers.
So in that you had a first round knockout and a last second knockout.
Oh, yeah.
In
like,
two different.
Literally the last second of the fight.
Yeah, and then, I mean, obviously our best friend Max Holloway, who cussed on our show, even though he wasn't supposed to, gets his win. Here's a little story about Max Holloway. When we went to our first Super Bowl in Houston, we were talking and we did a lot of pre-recorded interviews because our shift was just kind of set up that way when we were at nights. And so we were talking to, you said that he likes to cuss.
He does.
And so I was like, well, I'm going to set him up. And so in our pre-recorded interview, I start cussing. And then Max Holloway starts feeling comfortable that he can cuss. And when he starts saying BS and all that, I'm like, whoa, hey, you can't say that. He's like, well, you were cussing, though. And I was like, I can cuss. You can't. That's not how this works.
He did not take your note because I remember specifically at one point he said, yeah, where the F is Jose Aldo? And like, I was like, that's a good question.
It was great, though. He's a lot of fun, man.
Now,
congratulations to him on that. That was an awesome fight. That fight was crazy.
We've wasted enough time trying to avoid the inevitable, Corey. We've talked about UFC 300, rightfully so. The Stars, rightfully so. The Mavs, rightfully so. Not the Cowboys, rightfully so. But you know what we've avoided, and I'm very sorry to have to do this. Let's go to cut number 1 again. My apologies, but this was a thing that happened.
What was his 33rd? Career home run, regular season against Texas. 3-0, that might be another one. High fly ball toward the Crawford boxes. It's fair, and it's gone. Over the Crawford boxes. Altuve is homered again. He's given Houston a 2-0 lead.
Sorry, Corey. It took a pretty...
I can't wear the World Series hat anymore, Cuff.
No, you definitely can't. But I know the Rangers still won on Friday. But it was 12-3. And so then the Astros scored the last 5 runs of that game, and then they won 9-2 and 8-5. So what I want to know for you first, Corey, because you just had to take the hat off for a minute, what hurts more? Is it the losses to the Astros or the losses of these couple pitchers?
Oh, man, that's a really good question.
Thank you.
That I haven't given any thought to.
Oh, come on.
So I will think about this and try to talk at the same time, Kevin. The losses to the Astros stink, but I think we've proven that we can still beat that team. We know we can. The losses to the pitchers is probably the biggest part right now.
Yeah.
And the fact that, you know, this speaks a lot to the Jordan Montgomery conversation. This is a guy who rolls out of bed every year, 30 games.
Right.
And he is consistently healthy out there. Now, we'll see what happens in Arizona. You know, maybe that's the one point. Ah, look, Corey, gotcha. But every year, this dude rolls out 30. So he's healthy in there. Him and Nate Eovaldi. Nate Eovaldi feels like, if I'm him, I'm having to carry all the pressure of this team right now. I'm the only good pitcher. Now, sure, Cody Bradford gave you some good stuff. Well, guess what?
Yeah, he's hurt.
And, you know, Andrew Heaney's not as important as he was to last year's World Series team. And I say important because he was the Creed guy. You know, he was the one that got that whole Creed thing rolling. He was the one that suggested to Corey Seager to give the speech that he gave. And so he was very important to stirring the pot in that clubhouse. But, man, he is not even getting you five innings out there. So I feel like I got a couple good pitchers, but that's it. Now I'm starting to understand why Boach never wins back-to-backs.
Oh, my gosh, dude. Come on.
Because it's difficult to play an entire season the way you did last year and go into the World Series and then come back and do it again. They were a very healthy team for the most part last year. I know they lost Josh Jung and Seager at spells, but, man, they are a badly injured team right now.
You're a jerk for that. From the 940, I knew this stat. I was hoping it wouldn't come up. The Astros are 4-3 against the Rangers and 2-8 against everyone else. And that, I laugh not to cry. That's a sad stat. And then, okay, so you brought it up. Cody Bradford going on the injured list with a back issue. Probably him and Eovaldi getting tired of carrying the pitching staff. And then Brock Burke breaks his hand after punching a wall. Now,
are you embarrassed?
He should be.
It's interesting. Or should he? Conspiracy theory. Hear me out on this.
This is actually a pretty good conspiracy.
He was going to get sent down. Like, before his latest disastrous appearance, we were already talking about, I remember we talked about Jared, like, hey, this isn't really working. What's going to happen? Going to get sent down. Now he's injured, so he won't get sent down. He'll just get put on the injured list. Is this a brilliant conspiratorial way to stay on the big league club, injured or not? Or are you like, sometimes people get mad and sometimes they take it out on inanimate objects? Because I understand that point of view.
We've all had that moment. Remember, yes. I had a wrench area in my garage where I threw a wrench into the sheetrock from across the garage, and that was where I left my wrench. My kids were like, why do we put the wrench there? And I was like, because that's the spot for it.
It was like Excalibur after that.
I just said, shoom. But, and Alec, like, I see you in there giggling on this front here. I'd love to get your opinion on this. Should he have used his throwing hand to punch this wall, or should he have just punched with the other hand?
If he wants any hope of actually pitching for the big league club again, don't use the throwing hand.
Yeah.
That's what I'd say. And I think in general, you know, even if it's not with the Rangers, if you want to pitch again, I'd say go ahead and use that non-throwing hand.
Yeah, man, this is, what if it heals funny? Like, what if he has an excess of calcium in his system and it heals and he has an extra thumb, you know, and now
what?
Yeah, he grows an extra thumb. I don't know how broken bones work. I've never broken a bone before, so I don't know.
Don't think it works like that.
You ever had one? You ever broken a bone?
Actually, to be fair, I've not ever broken a bone, but I feel like a lot of people have broken bones and they don't all have extra digits.
You said all. Maybe some of them. Yeah, maybe some of them do. I don't know.
Touche, you've bested me again.
But yeah, man, this is a tough one. Injuries are tough, especially to this team, Kevin. This is where we were saying depth, so key. You can't just rely on Eovaldi. And the Rangers said, well, we're gonna do that. And this is the other part, because we were told the standard changed.
Yeah.
But, it didn't really. The standard kind of went back to, all right, now we're not gonna spend on all that stuff.
Okay.
We're coming back. Even our depth isn't as good, and we're gonna be all right. But I guess when it comes to depth being good, we need Wyatt Langford to elevate his game. You know, we're asking
Start
a lot
hitting
of
hitting for power.
Yeah, we're asking a lot of guys to elevate their games to a place that they don't necessarily need to right now.
So the next two people that you're going to look at, well, I guess I'll include three with the signee, is Cole Winn, Jack Leiter, Michael Lorenzen. Cole Winn got recalled, and he'll be in a bullpen spot. Now, Michael Lorenzen, we knew was going to come up and be ready to start, but the thought, at least some of us had, is that you might go one time through the rotation with a six-person rotation because of the 17 games in 17 days. And so Jared supposed, I believe yesterday, that he still thinks you're going to see Leiter potentially on a spot start. So somebody just texted in, bring on Leiter. I still think there's a good shot in the next week or so that you see Jack Leiter. Cole Wynn is up in the bullpen. You really need him to excel. And hopefully Lorenzen, you'll get first half of last season Lorenzen as opposed to post no-hitter Lorenzen.
My apologies. I'm literally looking at a story. This is CBS Sports has screwed me over again, Kevin. I'm literally looking at the story that says fractured left hand. And then I see other stories that say non-throwing hand. So
okay.
CBS Sports may have done it again.
That's why we had to spin away from them. We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Coming up next, it's time. We don't get to do it often, but it's time for the Random Sports Report. Scheffler wins the Masters, a disastrous week for Liverpool, and the biggest night in MMA history. We'll do it next right here on The Fan.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
His stardom confirmed. The father-to-be is the champion of today. 27 years old. And could life be any sweeter?
The Masters champion, Scottie Scheffler, getting work done and leading this edition of the Random Sports Report. Would you like to go golf, English Premier Soccer, MMA, or the WNBA?
Golf.
Scottie Scheffler was victorious at the Masters. Are you excited? And we were talking before the show about, and you just heard Jim Nantz say it, how his profile is obviously really taken off in the last several years.
Yeah, you told me earlier you picked three of the top three finishers. You picked all three in order.
No, I wish. So we do a Masters pool here. I don't believe they've announced the results yet, but I think I did pretty well. You get to pick three golfers. Like, who do you think is going to finish first, second, and third? All three of the golfers I picked finish in the top 10. Just saying. And I picked the winner, Scottie Scheffler. That was less difficult because I think a lot of people thought that he was going to win. But
yeah, we'd had conversations about it. I went through the step-by-step process, Kevin, to give you
that's what helped me
basically
pick.
Nine golfers
that's
who, that would help
that's
you
how
out.
I knew who to pick.
So that was nice work there. But I think what's interesting about Scottie Scheffler is this is a guy who is steady. You know, when you watch him out there, Kevin, he doesn't look like he gets frazzled by much. When you talk about golfers, I don't think you can be John McEnroe, you know, and
right.
play golf. Like, you can do that and play tennis, but in golf, you just have so much of the, like, what's next?
That
what's
feels,
next?
That feels fair.
You're trying to make that next shot. But yeah, man, go back to like February of last year. And this dude has just been on fire. And you're starting to see, like, as consistently good as he is, where he's finishing in all these, except for I think that if you look maybe after April, his kind of struggles a little bit. As consistent as he's been, you can start getting ready for that conversation of him being in the Nicklaus Tiger Woods category in that conversation. I mean, just start looking at the amount of majors, and then just let's, you know, see over
time.
Does he
just have the Masters for now, the two Masters?
Two Masters is a fantastic fantastic thing to have on your plate. And, Kevin, you add another one. Let's say he's got, you got three more before the season's over this year. He could add another one, and then that's where that conversation can really start to take place. So that's, I'm looking at a guy who I think really is built for many years of high quality golf.
Yeah.
That being said, though, how often do we see that? And then golf does what golf does.
Yeah. I mean, says, obviously Jordan Spieth is a great example. Not to say that like he's done or anything, but he looked like the guy who was ready to take the mantle as best golfer.
Yeah, he's won two Masters, has tied for second at the U.S. Open and the PGA Championship, and then eighth at the Open Championship. He plays the Masters course beautifully. If he can get one of these other ones and add another one to it, that'll really amp that conversation up, especially considering, I mean, how young he is. So, like, that's keep rolling with this. Let's see what this guy continues to do.
And
you don't hate that he's from DFW.
No,
either,
so. Not at all. I mean, obviously, that is an awesome part of this story. Now, somebody said, will you please go with MMA next? I don't care if we already played the cut. I want to hear it again. Here's the situation.
Okay.
Max Holloway, who we've had on the show before, is fighting Justin Gaethje for the BMF title, also known as the bad or baddest mother, you can figure out the rest of it, title. Max Holloway is going to win this fight. He's probably won the fifth round, and he's up 3-1. So he could coast to win this decision. But instead, he moves towards the center of the octagon, points to a spot, and was like, how about you stand there, I stand there, and let's just start trading punches. And then this is what happened.
Holloway shows some mortality. Look at this.
Now, he dropped Gaethje with 1 second left, and honestly, I thought they were going to be like, oh, time ran out while he was falling over or something like that. And I don't know if it was still go to decision or whatever the case might be.
Is that a thing?
I mean...
Like, if the clock runs out as the dude is falling, if he's not down, is it like hockey where the puck has to cross the line?
Man, I don't think, outside of, like, fouls and stuff, I don't think I've ever seen a clock-based instant replay that I remember offhand. I'm sure it's happened in the UFC, but it was definitely a knockout. He got it in time, and it was an amazing ending to an awesome fight. Bo Nickel from Allen, one of the best wrestlers I've ever seen. He won. Now, it was kind of a boring fight, but still, he won on the main card. Alec, I know you love wrestling. How much into UFC are you?
So I was huge on it growing up. Kind of fell off as I got older, but I did get to watch the last two fights of this last card, and I'm glad I did.
Now,
my kid went to his buddy's house to watch, and they were all gambling on it, it sounds like. They were running a little ring out of this kid's house.
Just be careful with that.
He had an awesome time, though. Like, he came home yesterday and was just, he was ecstatic about how much fun they had.
Now, I apologize if I beef the last name. I really did work on this. I think it's Armin Sarukyan.
All right.
He fought at UFC 300, and he punched a fan before he on his way out to the ring.
It's a good way to warm up.
Is it? So
tell a fan, hey, come over here. Let's get a quick scrap in.
He beat Charles Oliveira by split decision, but Dana White, look, it was a great event. Everyone appreciated that it was an amazing event. That knockout is one for the ages. So Dana White was happy, and he's kind of sarcastic anyway, and he goes, oh, yeah, we're probably going to get sued for that. He goes, these guys are all effing hyped or whatever, so I'm sure we're probably going to get sued and have to deal with that on Monday. The fighter said, he showed me, the fan, that he wanted to effing punch me, and I wanted to punch him back. That's it. No one shows me F you like that. It doesn't matter who you are. I'm going to punch you in the face. When you're 200 meters away, I'm not going to punch you. But when you're close to me, like automatically going to end up in someone getting hurt. I don't know how much that's going to help in the court of law.
Mm-hmm.
But if you watch, because, you know,
don't go to the court of law then.
That's, you know? That's actually,
keep it outside of
that's
that.
Actually exactly what I think is going to happen. But yeah. If you watched the intro, that guy did kind of like square up like he was going to do something. But I don't know if that will get them off the hook.
I think this needs to happen more. I think I think there should be volunteer fans that are there every pre-fight that just say, hey, if I want to be punched or I want to punch. I want one free shot at this guy.
Let me tell you something.
Before every match. Because not after every match.
Well, if you've ever been to an MMA show, there are absolutely plenty of people who are volunteering themselves. Now, they might not know that they're volunteering themselves, but anybody at an MMA show who yells out, kick his ass, sea bass, mm-hmm. I think that person should go right to the front of the line, and they should be volunteer number one.
You're not a fan of those people?
No.
Okay.
Somebody brought this up. The implications of the Holloway finish as being a knockout with 1 second left instead of a decision, that was big for the gambling aspect of it. And somebody texted in our very first segment that they had $1,000 on Justin Gaethje.
Oh.
And they were like, even I went crazy at that finish.
Yeah. I mean, if you're a fan of the sport, no matter, you know, the money too, you get excited about the moment.
I mean, maybe.
It's okay to be excited about the moment, dude.
The good thing is he was probably going to lose anyway. Like, if Justin was going to win and then you lost $1,000. Then I do not believe I would have gone crazy for that. I've been like, what the hell, dude? Like, let's coast it out. Let's get a decision right here.
Yeah.
All right. Are you ready for English Premier Soccer talk, or do you want WNBA talk?
I don't know that I want either one of those, Kevin.
Oh.
You tell me.
You poor fool.
Let's go to English Premier Soccer,
okay,
then.
Okay, I will. Liverpool.
My son Carter wants to get involved in more soccer.
Okay.
And I am, like, we've been playing, we have practice tonight with the hipsters. We played our game on Saturday and saw Jared Sandler out there as he was out there playing with his Sandlot team. So that was nice. So, yeah, let's talk some soccer here.
So, Arsenal in position to win the Premier League title. Liverpool in position to win the Premier League title. So, of course, they both S'd the bed this weekend.
Of course they do.
Arsenal got blanked 2-0. Now, they did lose to a good team. But Liverpool lost to a not good team, and it was their first home loss in 14 months. I believe there's 6 matches left. If they would have won this match, this would have put them atop the table over City by 1 point. Now, as it stands, Arsenal and Liverpool are both 2 points back in the table, and I've become more invested in this than I normally would be because my son loves Arsenal, but he also loves the Dallas Cowboys. And so what he gave me the example of a couple weeks ago is, well, you know they'll do good right up until the end, and then they'll definitely beef it. That is an exact quote. Well, it could be for Arsenal, could be for the Cowboys. Either way, it feels apt.
Can we add this part to the conversation,
yes.
Kevin? Wrexham.
They got promoted.
To League One, which means they are only two leagues away to getting to the Premier League. But they need two more promotions. So,
but they were like the
they were
sixth
National
league,
league
down,
which
right?
was fifth.
Okay.
And then they moved up to League Two and then moved up to League One. So here we go. That is the second straight year they have been promoted. So congratulations to them.
That is unbelievable.
And that I'm very interested in this because building from something like that and knowing what kind of like characters they have running that organization and with the star power they have. You know that Premier League's like, we want that. We want them to be there eventually.
Yeah.
And the story itself is going to be, going to draw a lot of eyes to the Premier League as well, even though there are plenty of eyes on it right now. All I'm saying is, like, will people really accept that team? Because, yes, they have purchased their way to that, but that's part of it, man.
Oh, yeah, I was going to say, please. Like, nobody else in the English Premier League ever purchased their way to anything. I'm glad this person brought it up. If you didn't see Caitlin Clark on SNL, she was fantastic.
She was?
Yeah. So
I watched almost everything else from SNL except for that.
Michael Shea had been dunking on her for a couple of weeks and said that the Iowa-UConn game broke the all-time record for women's hoops with 14.3 million viewers. It beat the previous record by 14.3 million viewers. And so
did she dunk on his on their ratings?
Well, she came up and said, I have my own jokes. And she goes, oh, yeah, that was the hardest thing to watch since Michael Shea's special on Netflix. And she, I don't know if she actually wrote the jokes, but I was proud of her. That
I
episode.
Bet Colin Jost wrote those jokes for.
Yeah, and then the WNBA draft is tonight. So if you wanted to know that, hopefully
can't
we've
wait.
Caught you up, liar, with as much as possible.
Why would I lie about that?
Who has the first pick?
Iowa.
That's not right.
The Indiana eyeballs.
You got the first part right.
Yeah, they're going to pick Caitlin Clark.
What if I said you just need more cowbell?
The Indiana heifers.
Oh, it's the Indiana fever. I was hoping I got a fever, and the only prescription is more cowbell. Indiana fever pick first tonight. They will take Caitlin Clark.
Everybody knew that.
Come on.
Everybody knew she was going number one to that team.
Okay, that's fair. We're the KNC masterpiece right here on 105 Through the Fan. Coming up next. It's time for Baseball Buckets with Corey Majors.
Man, you know what today is in sports?
I just told you it's the WNBA draft.
Jackie Robinson Day.
Oh, I guess that's probably
next on the fan. Deal. Thank you very much, Chuck Morgan. What a phenomenal voice that is.
He's the best.
When I did the when I announced the Bryan Adams baseball team in Segalville's,
still don't.
I did kind of do. Some ladies and gentlemen, your attention, please. And I also did say it's baseball time at Bryan Adams. So I did steal that just a little bit because, I mean, who better to emulate than the best?
Good point.
Speaking of the best.
Thank you.
Today is Jackie Robinson Day, and I strongly suggest on this day, go to MLB.com/MLBtogether/Jackie Robinson Day, or just Google MLB. Jackie Robinson Day.
Right.
They have an entire page dedicated with tons of great stories, lots of great content to go through, like this one right here, the top 10 Jackie Robinson Day moments.
Okay.
And there are some really good things. You know, number one, obviously, Bud Selig declaring Jackie Robinson Day across MLB. Not a lot of great moments in Bud Selig's career.
Yeah.
But the number 42 would be retired into perpetuity, if you will.
Yes.
Number two, players start wearing number 42. So they said, we're retiring the number, but you're also
on this
wearing
one day.
It.
I always think that's such a cool it visual. Is. I don't know if for fans, they're like, hold on. But
my God.
I think that visual is awesome.
And also, awesome. If you ever get a chance to go watch some of the videos of him swinging a bat, it's just gorgeous.
Yeah.
To watch how long that bat stays in the strike zone. It's flat all the way through. And then he was like, I know I'm getting on base. I just got to get the ball out there. Oh, from the 214, this is Chuck Morgan. Corey, you can expect to hear from my lawyers for trademark theft.
Oh, but he loves our show.
I didn't do it for money. That was for free. So
I don't.
Is that not how it works?
It should.
I didn't get anything for saying
know.
That.
That is
to a bunch
totally
of high school kids.
How that works. I'm not sure.
Kevin, would you like to hear? You know what? Screw it. I'm not going to let you even get involved in this.
Oh, my gosh.
Jerickson Profar. Remember him? He
yes.
was supposed to hit two grand slams every other game.
I just don't know if I thought that was the case.
He was not happy about a Gavin Stone pitch that was inside during their loss to the Dodgers. It ended up being the benches cleared, and Dodgers catcher Will Smith got into it with Profar. Nothing really happened. Like, there wasn't a big fight or anything.
Okay.
Like, everybody just kind of cleared benches. But then Will Smith got on AM 570 LA Sports.
And yeah, we got that coming up at 12:45 AM on the FM. Yeah,
well, and also LA Live coming up on The Fan at 5:20 today. But, well, hold on. Yeah, baseball. That being said, Will Smith said, yeah, I don't know what his deal was. He thought they were trying to throw at him. I don't know why we would have thrown at him. He's kind of irrelevant.
Oh, what is he, Mike Bassick? Hey, what's your deal?
And whenever I hear the he's kind of irrelevant line, it makes me laugh so hard. Because you basically are saying that, like, that dude doesn't even belong on the field.
Yeah.
He doesn't even belong in this conversation. Why is he so mad, acting like we're throwing at him?
Is that a good burn, though? You're like, yeah. You don't even matter, dude.
Yeah, it really is. And I feel like Will Smith probably stood up and said that to him in the as everything started going. He's like, dude, we're not doing this on purpose. You don't matter.
That
being
hurts.
Said, are the Dodgers right now too stuck up themselves?
What makes you say that?
They bought everything in the offseason, all right? Like, they went out. If anybody wanted to say
like
the Rangers.
Wrexham.
Yeah, exactly. Listen, Wrexham, they run that thing like a business. They say, we need money. Let's go raise some money somehow. Oh, let's change up our jerseys, add 3 new jerseys. Our colors are red. We're going to do Philadelphia Eagles green now, too.
Okay.
Well, now we got 15 jerseys. Let's sell them all. And everybody's buying them. But they told that city, Kevin, they said, we are going to build a champion. They said, we are all in. And they legitimately have been all in. All right. Don't forget that about Wrexham.
Still triggered by
when
that
word.
When
you say you're all in, Kevin. Go all in.
Okay.
But with the Dodgers, they went off this offseason and bought everything. A lot of people took shots after the Rangers won the World Series. That's what's weird. The Rangers win the World Series last year, and it wasn't until after they won the World Series where anybody said anything about their spending.
Right.
Nobody had said anything up until, hold on, they won the World Series? Yeah, but they bought a World Series. And you're like, hold on. Let's revisit this discussion. Now, there is a reality that some of the players were purchased. That is real.
That is true.
Two of your main players, plus your pitching, was purchased. There are some really other good ones out there as well. But the Dodgers have really, they bought Shohei. They bought Yamamoto. They spent a lot of money to make this team.
They did.
And I know the Padres are trying to stay in that fight, but it's tough. The Dodgers are going to continue to be right there at the top of that thing. So, that is a very sick burn from Will Smith.
And is it okay on the Dodgers front if I don't want them to win?
You don't want the Dodgers to win?
No, I don't
That's
think
fine.
So.
I don't want them to win the World Series.
Definitely not.
I want them to be in the World Series and lose to a team that didn't spend much money.
Just this year.
Yeah.
In the Texas Rangers.
In the Rangers.
Okay.
The Rangers didn't spend much money at all this year.
In previous years, we spent lots of money.
We did not go all in this year.
That is
But true. We also said we're not going to go all in. Like, that was kind of known from the get, was
fair.
We just won the World Series. We're not going all in.
That is fair.
Speaking of spending money, Blake Snell had a rough return to Tropicana Field with the Giants, losing 9-4.
Do you think if Snell, Montgomery particularly struggle that MLB teams or MLB owners will be like,
see, I told you.
Yeah.
I don't think that Snell's going to continue to have this kind of, I think he's working his way. I think he gave up 6 hits, 2 walks, and struck out 4. That's all right.
Yeah.
But I don't think it's going to continue like that. But yes, most owners will be like, see, or if they have an injury, Mike's been talking about this a lot, you know, don't sign these guys to 7-year deals because you're going to miss 1, maybe 2 years of that deal with Tommy John, the way that we're teaching it right now. And then lastly, Kevin, the baseballs suck is what we're being told.
Who told you that?
Kenley Jansen. Now, Kevin, I did get one story from CBS Sports, which I then had to go confirm with another website.
Is this from CBS Sports too?
No, this one isn't now from ESPN.
Okay, good.
A little more credible. But he said, I gotta get better. But also, if you're playing in cold weather, windy, and you got pearl balls out there that's not rubbed well, I don't know where the ball's going. And he's saying that they are having a little bit of problem with the balls that they have out there is that they're a little slick, and you need to really make sure these balls are rubbed down. They really need to be rubbed down really good. He says, I don't hit guys. I don't walk people this much, and I started to get frustrated. Any balls that came, I just throw it back until I find a good one, and it's just brutal. It's embarrassing. It's been a while that I've been playing in this league, and from the beginning of my career until now, it's getting worse with the balls.
Is this a legitimate story that you actually care about?
He said it's been an issue the whole year, Kevin. I've been talking to a lot of my teammates.
No, not him. You,
and
Corey.
And they feel the same way. First pitch, get out of my hand. I don't know where it's going. Second pitch, same thing. Then I try to throw a ball down the middle. Just keep going down. It's tough trying to make an adjustment. And also, you have this clock ticking. So here's the thing I can't decide. Kenley Jansen, Kevin. You ever heard of him before?
Yes.
He's 36.
Mm-hmm.
And he's not pitching well. Is it him not pitching well, or is he just saying, look, the clock and the balls, I have all these problems going on right now? Or does baseball, is baseball, again, embroiled in a ball problem?
It kind of feels like the first one a little bit, much like the influx of injuries that people are like, there was a lot of pitching injuries before the pitching clock. But I get it. Like, if something bad was happening to me, I would look for something to say it's this is fault instead of it's my fault.
This is starting to, this is what I'm afraid of, Kevin, from the 214. But for real, though, all jokes aside, do you actually believe the Rangers can repeat? I think I'm losing hope personally, but it's the beginning of the season. I'm afraid of that.
There you go. It's the beginning.
Believe.
Of, well, don't tell them to leave.
No, I said believe.
Oh, okay.
You need the sign over your room.
It's the beginning of the season, so I'm not worried about it. If you want me to really bright side it up, okay, I will. Last year at this point, they were 10-6, so you're two games worse. Not optimum, but not horrible, and you are still in first place.
Well, first place is a good place to be.
That's a good point.
Second place kind of stinks sometimes.
That is very true. We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105 Through the Fan. Coming up next, are you buying or selling these NFL draft rumors? Plus, how often are first-round wide receivers a bust? We'll do that next right here in the Fan.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.